meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1, go!
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Think of the phone number, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Starting to spaz on that part of the show a little bit.
It's so automatic now, you have no idea what you've done.
I know, but I wish the part where I stopped and thought about it on the air afterward wasn't automatic. You know what I mean? I should drop that part.
The obsessive-compulsive part where you wonder whether or not you said it.
Oh, that's nice. Me, Drew.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm not wearing socks. I haven't shaved in 4 days.
Shirt with a collar.
Well, let me explain something. Bianca Kylik is our guest tonight, by the way. She is from Halloween Resurrection. Now, what is that? Is that Halloween 4?
It's 8.
Oh, 8? Holy S. Where have I been?
Started when we were in high school.
Well, that's true. And I remember the first Halloween as being one of... it wasn't a haunting movie, it was a startling movie.
Right.
And that's always good for a scare.
Right.
I mean, like, when Jamie Lee Curtis is in the closet and he's sort of walking around outside the closet, or like when she's on the sofa and she's relieved and he pops up. It was it was consistently startling, and it scared the girl I was with so much, Phyllis Tyler, that she broke wind. I mean, it was like, she was like sitting there, and it was like, and he popped up behind the sofa, and Phyllis was like, and it was like, we only ran as her for about 4 years after that. But Jamie Lee Curtis is in this one, right?
Yes, she is. She does. She comes back for the first 15 minutes.
And what was she... Not in, well, she was in 2, but not in 3 through 7, or what?
Well, I think most hardcore Halloween fans discount 3 anyway, because I'm not exactly sure. I didn't watch that one as part of my study, but she wasn't in 4, 5, and 6, and she came back in 7, more commonly known as H2O.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. And so, now how does this one stack up? I know you have to say nice things, but
right. Have
you seen them all?
Yeah, I didn't see 3.
Okay.
But I saw the rest. Yeah.
And are you intentionally boycotting 3? It sounds like you have a vendetta against 3.
Just trying to stick with the fans. I don't know. I mean, they didn't think it was good enough for the series, so I kind of stayed away from it. But, yeah, I mean, they're all good. The first two obviously are the best because they're the classic ones. I think in the first one, you know, the body count doesn't even start till near the end.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, ours is pretty cool. It just it brings a lot of technology into it. We've got some Palm Pilot usage.
Yeah.
A lot of web stuff.
Well, the first one, and speaking of technology and effects and everything, it the first one must have cost $55,000 to make.
I mean, thinking how for 15 minutes, Jamie Lee probably got 400 times more this time than
right.
The first time.
Oh, easily. Well, Jamie Lee Curtis was basically unknown and not a commodity. The guys... special effects, costume and wardrobe were a mechanics jumpsuit and a hockey mask, right?
Yep.
I mean, what are you talking about? $8 worth of stuff there? Sure, he brought his own high tops. I mean, think about what the special effects were, what the sets were. Donald Pleasance was in the first one.
Right.
He was, he had a little bit of a name. They probably paid him $15,000 or something for the 4 week shoot. But they shot it all like in a house, on a street. I mean, they didn't even light, like, a trash can fire or anything. I mean, I think he fell out the window at the end. That was, like, the most expensive, biggest stunt.
Right.
I would love to get the budget on that first Halloween.
I know
Halloween.
What it was.
Oh.
You do?
Yeah, it was
$300,000. And what did it, you have any idea what
it
grossed?
Yeah, it made $50 million.
$100,000 was in catering.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, what was it, Jason? You had to eat. Now, Jason is Halloween, right?
No, Michael Myers.
Oh, Michael. No, and then Freddy. All right, I got to get it right. Jason's down by the lake.
Lisses. Michael Myers is the big bad guy. And he, you know what it actually, it's a William Shatner mask painted white. You know that, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, wait a minute. Then Jason's the hockey mask.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's the Shatner mask. But it doesn't really look like Shatner.
No, I think they took off the sideburns and stuff.
Yeah, it has too much hair, I think.
Yeah,
that's right, it is. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Get my Jasons and my Michaels confused. But anyway, how much could the Shatner mask have set them back? I think my point is still valid, is what I'm saying. All right, and it made like 50 million
yes.
in the theaters and stuff, but it's right. probably still making money.
Oh, I'm sure. Especially with, like, they have the new special release on the DVD and all that stuff, so I'm sure it keeps going.
And did, is it the same, or maybe you can't divulge this, but Michael Myers, the same actor, same guy?
No, different actor. The guy that did ours was actually...
Dismembered?
Yeah, he's a Canadian. He's his name's Brad Lurie, and he's a stuntman. And I think it was, what, Nick Castle and Dick Warlock were the one and two. And I think all of them after that sucked or something. But our guy was really good. He studied all of them, except three, of course.
Yeah, three sucked.
Yeah.
Why was three such a big deal?
I don't think three actually had Michael Myers in it. I think it had something to do with the mask, but there wasn't actually the shape. I don't know.
Well, you know, he had this sort of mechanical movement that was sort of... It wasn't robotic, but it was lifeless, which did kind of lend itself.
Right.
Would you say it's a fair assessment of him?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't run or anything. He just kind of stalks.
Mm. No, but, you know, most villains never run because it's sort of beneath them as villains.
They needn't do it. You're going to fall down. And
yeah, you'll bust a heel, your ankle will get caught in a sewer grate. Don't worry. We'll be crossing paths again, and when we do... I'll get you with the axe, but that was always my part where the person was screaming and running and scrambling, and they just kind of, they were leisurely, I would say. I guess it was confident. It's sort of the tortoise and the hare is what it was. All right, let's hop on to the phones and speak to Tony, who's 19. Tony?
Yeah, I got a question. I've been going out with my fiance for about a year now, and when we first started going out, she used to let me get her up the butt, and she won't no more because she says it hurts too much. I was wondering what I can do about that.
Well, she used to let you get it up the butt, which
get
meant...
Get her up the butt.
Right, right. And now she's put an end to that?
Yeah, she did. I put the ring on her finger and she quit.
Why does this just seem incredibly bogus to me?
I don't know.
No, I'm dead serious.
I believe him. It's just our male callers are such dicks oftentimes that it seems as if they're made up. You know what I mean? Like fabricated. But this is reality, Drew. Okay.
Makes Michael Myers look like a good guy.
You got to take that ring back so you can give it to her up the butt, Tony.
Oh no, she says it's my dick's too big.
Oh, please, come on, that's bogus.
Well, maybe not. Who knows?
If not, he doesn't deserve an answer.
I'm the big boy.
Listen, I've rarely said that. Does Tony deserve an answer?
No. Okay. All right. He sucked as bad as Halloween 3. Joe?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Alright. Well, here's my problem. I'm 19 and I'm a virgin still. And the problem is I've failed to have sex with four different girls, in that meaning I haven't been able to get an erection with all of them. Like, through the night with them, it's been fine. Like, making out, touching, oral sex would all be fine. And then once it was time to have sex, I mean, it would, like, deflate almost.
You want any medication?
No, I'm not.
All right.
Do you have any medical problems?
I worked the belch into that one.
Nice. Any medical problems?
No medical problems. It's been fine. I mean, masturbation is, like, no problem. Nothing else is a problem.
It reminds me a little bit about... this is going to seem obscure, but that Bugs Bunny character...
Nope, can't do it. Yeah, and his... he was a vulture.
He was a vulture.
No. You get out there, and you swoop down, and you eat the rabbit. No. Can't do it. What's the matter with you? I don't know where do you get the Italian mom? That was my part. You get out of the nest, and you swoop around, and you swoop down on the rabbit, and you kill them. No, can't do it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I brought that up.
See, Drew, you see how I know everything you're talking
normally,
about?
Somebody brings that up and you go, oh, for God's sakes, our Stone listeners aren't going to know that.
Well, they're not. But still, I know what you're talking about. Can't you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Bianca, did you know what we were talking about?
Yes, I did, actually.
All right,
baby. Great impersonation.
No.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
Did you know what we were talking about?
No.
I know you're trying to get me to say nope, but no.
No, you don't.
All right, Joe. All right. Anything about these people we should know? Was it the circumstances sort of stressful or?
No, and it's gotten to the point that almost like I just don't even want to try to have sex.
Have you ever had a relationship?
Not longer than probably 3 months.
All right, maybe getting into a relationship, kind of working things out and reducing the anxiety and the stress of performance will get you to the place that you can relax and have your normal physiology happen on its own, because that's what happens. You get nervous, things don't work.
Right.
And once it happens once, you become convinced it's going to happen again, and you're totally convinced it's going to happen to the point that you're sort of phobic. And
it's tough, especially when the woman is, you know, saying, "What's the matter with your penis?
You get out there. You get in there right now."
Nope. All right, Joe, listen, you're breaking my heart. I want to talk to Bianca about this.
Hang on one second. But in the majority of cases, there is actually a physical or pharmacologic reason for it. But in young males that are otherwise medically well, it's psychological. So.
That's right. All right. Now, when this happens to a guy, you got to stay with one girl for a while. This is my theory. I don't know if this has ever happened to you. I mean, if you've been on the losing end of this.
Right.
Guys blame themselves. The girls blame themselves. It's a horror. Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, really?
But it's alcohol related. Mm-hmm. In most cases.
Guys get juiced up or coked up. You know, she runs with it. You know, they're actors.
And the guys take these drugs in an attempt to sort of get the job done, and in fact, it works against them. And not good.
Right. All right. So the point is.
Is your mom listening?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yes, she is.
What's the matter with you? Okay, so he needs to hook up with one girl and work it out. He can't go from one to the next.
Right. And if he still has trouble, that might be a reason for treatment.
All right. Rick?
That's me.
You're 23?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I don't really feel like I have a problem, but everybody that I seem to talk to does.
And that means you have a problem.
He's from Florida. He's got a problem right there.
Or I live in the United States where everybody's crazy. But basically, I...
Are you not American?
Yeah. Well, my parents are Cuban, but, you know...
All right, you want to go back to Cuba, you jack off?
Oh, come on, Adam.
Yeah, get on that raft you floated over here on and go back to Cuba and enjoy yourself. Drive yourself a nice 50-year-old car.
Yeah.
Ride a mule around.
By the way, about
enjoy.
All you got to do is reupholster the thing with the label. You talked about it last night.
Reupholster the entire visor.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I mean, it is. But
yeah, it is a big deal. I mean, all you got to do is reupholster it.
All right.
What do you want? You're on my last nerve.
Yeah, I met this girl at a coffee shop. She's a sailor, like she sails a lot, and I sailed to Spain, and we instantly connected. But she's she's an engineer. She's a professor in Brazil, and she was in Miami doing some. She was a visiting professor there, so we got to know each other.
A professor of what? What field?
She's mechanical. She's studying the cooling of electronics.
All right.
So we got to know each other. I mean, things were really great. Obviously, she had to go back to Brazil, and I wasn't really trying to fall in love. But, you know, whatever, we did, and we're engaged now. Basically, I don't really think anybody should have to be by themselves if they don't want to. And right now, she and I are 5,000 miles away, and I keep telling her, you know, you don't have to be lonely. You can do whatever you want. If you really love me, it's not going to make a difference who you sleep with or who you kiss or whatever.
Now, let me just evaluate this for a second. Is that you trying to convince her so you can do those things?
No. I mean, she doesn't feel that way, so I don't really have a need to do any of that.
So you don't want to do any of that?
Not really. I mean, I just know that I know what it's like to be lonely. You know?
I understand that. But the point is, are you preparing her for the fact that if you feel lonely, you're just going to do whatever?
No, I mean, I haven't yet.
Rick, stay with me.
All right, I'm here.
Hypothetically, you start feeling lonely.
Yeah.
You need the green light to do whatever you want?
No, I don't need it. I mean, she's more important than what I feel. So if she doesn't
You would prefer that she were cool with it.
Not necessarily. I mean,
all right. Okay.
Fine. She doesn't want to do it. You don't want to do it.
It's bad for your relationship.
The whole problem.
What's the problem?
She called me the other day. She's like, "Listen, my friend tried to kiss me, and I remember what you told me. I told him no, but are you sure? Because I feel really lonely. Blah blah blah." And I was like, "Yeah, do whatever you want. You know." if you really love me, if we, you know, if we're going to get married, you really need to love me. And if you really love me, it's not going to make a difference.
All right. When are you guys going to hook up?
I'm going to go visit her in October for a couple weeks, and she's, you know, she's a professor at a state university over there. So if you work for 6 months in a row, you get a leave of absence of 4 years and still have a job. So.
4 years?
4 years. Yeah, it's Brazil, man. It's a totally different scheme.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The whole country shuts down.
Hold on. By the way, that's why they haven't made a car yet. It's 2002.
Do they have air traffic control?
They've never built a car.
They're never flying in there.
They're too busy napping. All right.
Hey, Rick, unfortunately, it would be nice if relationships worked like that, but let me just share with you, they don't. And it's a terribly, terribly unrealistic expectation to have that you can sort of drift into other relationships and not have your intimacy suffer as a result. It's a grave, grave error.
Yeah,
you have to protect that intimacy. You have to cherish it, nourish it, grow it. And if you start letting it, you know, develop with someone else, it's going to develop with someone else, and that's the end of the story. Well, that is how humans work.
Also, I mean, theoretically, you can be horny, but you don't have to be lonely if you're in love and you have a relationship just because you're apart. It's like the relationship that a lot of nut jobs have with Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, he's looking over me. He's around. Even though I'm in prison, he's keeping an eye on me. Not quite sure how he let me get into prison, but the point is I'm here now.
Well, there.
And
he visits there.
He's watching me.
No, yeah. That's where he visits.
I'm never alone. You never walk alone. That's what that is. I couldn't hang out with Rick.
Well, Rick, something happened to him. You know, I know what it is to feel lonely and blah, blah, blah. There's something went down.
Yeah. Wait, but is he saying that it's okay with him if she fools around with other people?
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't that, to me it would seem like he doesn't really care that much for her, or that love isn't real for her, because it would seem like you wouldn't want the other person to be doing that.
I think what we found out if we dug a little deeper with him is that his expectation of a love relationship is that it's going to leave.
Right.
And so he's
right.
Setting that up to make sure it happens.
All right. And also the guys who don't protest at all about this sort of thing are the same guys who spin out about it. You know what I mean? It's that way with a lot of things.
I'm not sure this was that guy though.
All right. AJ?
This guy's from Florida.
Yeah.
You're 15. Yeah, it's already trouble. As you know, I've declared Florida it's really the birthplace of all evil. It really is. It's the cradle of evil is what it is.
Seattle?
Yeah.
But Florida, all evil either is either begins in Florida or passes through it. Or is now there, now staying there.
Well, it sort of percolates there.
Yeah, it's a good environment.
Yeah.
And as I was explaining to Drew the other day, you know, we don't have, let's say, poisonous water snakes in California, but they have many types of poisonous water snakes in Florida. And they have roaches the size of hubcaps. They have alligators. They have a lot of things that'll eat you in Florida. So somehow the insect and reptile and animal population has gotten very dangerous in Florida. Well, doesn't it make sense that the people could go that direction, too? I mean, why not?
And, Adam, think of the proximity to the Devil's Triangle.
They're right off the Devil's Triangle. That's right.
That's probably the whole reason. We've just forgotten about it.
Very valid point. Yeah, you're a little too young to remember the Devil's Triangle, but let me tell you, it was a very big impact.
Every day, every newspaper.
Something was happening in the Devil's Triangle.
TV shows.
Yeah, or the Bermuda Triangle, the Devil's Triangle. Yeah, a lot of movies of the week.
Yeah. It fueled 7,000 television programs. Yeah,
lots of speculations. Leroy Neiman. No, not the artist. Leonard Nimoy. Leonard Nimoy's spoken. He's made a lot of money off of that. AJ?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just wanted to say that I agree with all the stuff you're saying about the loons who are all religious, like the Mormons and the Born-Agains and all them.
Yeah.
And second of all, I think that you should start your own religion. You know all the people who have to pray to Mecca or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd have to beat off twice a day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is why there are religions, by the way.
It could be Adam's religion.
This is what frightens me, and having all these young teenagers beating off toward Mecca. All right, AJ?
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down.
All right.
Then I'm going to wipe my ass with it.
All right, cool.
All right, buddy.
Have fun.
I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, AJ.
All right?
Don't move to Florida.
All right, buddy.
See, he's just kind of guy who moves to Florida. It's,
Yeah, he's right. He's right on the fence. All right, let's... Bianca, are you enjoying yourself?
I am totally enjoying myself.
Halloween Resurrection's coming out tomorrow, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Bianca plays Sarah Moyer.
Yeah.
Who's Sarah Moyer?
Sarah Moyer's kind of like... nice. Brings back those awful memories. She's kind of the new Jamie Lee, basically.
Oh, so you're Jamie Lee.
Yeah, I'm turning into Jamie Lee.
And, do you have an idea something's going on, but the townspeople don't believe you?
No, I'm just like the basic one that you know... She's not like the other kids. She goes into this house for the webcast. She's not buying it. She goes to be with her friends, and she's a psychology major, of course. So she goes in there, and everyone starts getting offed. And
do they summon up Michael? Is that the deal? I mean, with the resurrection?
No. I mean, I don't really know, honestly, where the resurrection came from. I think just because he's been thought to be dead for the past 3 years.
Well, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Is it
past 20.
Is it scary to make scary movies, or is there nothing scary about it ever?
I mean, not really. That mask is creepy, so, like, the first couple of days that we were running around... I mean, you know when, like, you're being chased by someone, and you're playing when you were tag when you were little, and you get the willies just by being chased? I mean, that stuff gets kind of scary, but... Other than that, we play pranks on each other on set to kind of liven things up, but...
Where'd you shoot it? In Canada?
We were in Vancouver and New York then, because Busta was out in New York, so we went to go meet up with him. That's what happens when your Busta Rhymes. You get the whole crew to fly out to you.
Wow. All right, let's take one more call here. Hey, Star?
Yes?
What's up?
Not a lot. I'm just listening to you guys. I'm calling
Pete Puma?
Reference.
I have a whole lot of lumps.
I'm calling for reference about what y'all say about Florida. You guys.
Aaron, turn your radio down, okay?
Turn the Citizens band down in the background there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my radio is turned down.
All right.
Well, anyways, I'm calling. Florida is the greatest state I've ever lived in. I lived there for a year and a half and loved it.
Yeah.
California's got too many freaks and stuff.
You know, I was watching, all right, hold on there.
You say too many fruits or too many freaks?
Okay. I know she said fruits, too.
Florida is divided. There's a difference between the North and the South.
It's all a disaster. But you know what it is? Even the rich white people are nut jobs over there, I've decided. I was watching, I don't know, like 2020 or something a couple of days ago. I always watch those news magazines, and they did a whole thing on the guy who was the NSYNC guy whose little brother is also becoming a big star, the blonde-haired kid and his blonde-haired brother, and he's like 14, and he's going out on these, you know, doing these big concert tours and stuff. I can't think of the kid's name.
Carter.
Nick Carter. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Bianca Andrew didn't want to admit they knew the kid. Nick Carter and Aaron Carter, right? And their mom is... You know, one of those crazy showbiz moms with the bleach blonde hair and too much eyeliner on, and she's running around trying to, you know, she's got a 14-year-old son, and she's in there orchestrating these big, you know, pyrotechnics and stage things, and there's gay choreographers running this kid all over the place and stuff, and they were like, but when the tour's over, they go back to their compound. I was like, Florida. I know it's in Florida. It has to be, because every one of these kind of people are from Florida. Back to Florida. And I was like, yes, of course. Of course. Of course. There's no way it'd be Oregon. Just impossible.
Right. Yeah. Oh, right.
Impossible. It's always all these, all these chicks that spent too much time in the sun and their brain is fried and they're getting their kids into showbiz and everyone's got too much bleach in their hair and they're running around and they're in the NSYNC and all this stuff. I just Florida, just compound. Florida, come to Florida, Florida. Just screaming Florida in my head as I was watching. So there's those kind of nut jobs from Florida too.
Mm.
That's the other half of Florida. All right. Bianca Kylik.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. She's here from Halloween Resurrection. Coming out tomorrow, everybody. Take ourselves a little break, then we'll dedicate the next hour and 35 minutes to making more fun of Florida. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Bianca Kylik is our guest tonight.
I heard your publicist come up with an interesting theory. I think it's what I heard you talk about there about the gentleman who didn't have any concerns about his girlfriend in Brazil carrying on.
Yes.
Maybe he's gay.
Yep.
Interesting theory.
Interesting. Oh, that's what...
And since he is, he probably would know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're...
Not my publicist. A friend.
Oh, the friend.
Yes.
Yeah. Gays know gays. I'll tell you that right now. It's like certain animals can sniff out other animals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All once in a while. I had a good friend who no one could figure out what the guy was. I brought my gay friend up into his room during a party.
Had him sniff him?
I had him give it to him in the ass.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because I need hard evidence, Drew.
Yeah,
I don't look in the sock drawer and see if everything's paired up.
Yeah.
No, I had this guy comb through the guy's room a little. Open the drawers, see how things were laid out. Look for that squeegee in the bathroom that did the Lucite door in after each shower.
That was my pickup. Yeah.
Drew moved into
twice.
The last 10 houses Drew has bought, gay couples have lived there. And every time they have that shower, that Lucite shower door, the gays keep the squeegee nearby.
Well, the squeegee left behind in each of these showers.
Because they squeegee.
And they forget it.
You know, they're very anal.
First time I found it, what is going on here?
Right.
What is this thing?
Meanwhile, I pee in the sink, so there's no way I'm gay. There's no way I can possibly be gay. Is that right, Drew? No gay man would consistently pee in a sink, would he? No, he would not do that. Not a gay life would do that. Will?
How you doing?
You're 26? I mean, 24?
I'm 24, yes.
That's right. What's up?
Well, I don't mean to take up too much of y'all's time, but my situation's kind of complex. Thank you. I've been with my fiance for 6 years now. Approximately 5.5 years ago, she cheated on me in a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been very difficult for me to overcome.
Hold on. Well, let me get these numbers right. You've been with her how long?
6 years.
Approximately 6 years, yes.
How old is she?
She is 7 years
14.
Older than me. She is 31 right now.
7 years older. I thought he was going to say seven years younger somehow. So she was your age, you started dating, and you were 17 at the time.
No, sir. We started going out. I was 18. She was, I don't know, do the math. I think she was like 26. Something like that.
All right. Anyway.
Yes, she was approximately your age.
Yes.
You were in your late teens.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then she cheated how many years into the relationship?
Just right at the beginning.
Right in the beginning.
Were you really going out then? Were you really boyfriend and girlfriend at that point?
She was married. They were estranged.
Hold on. You're trying to slip stuff past us.
I'm sorry.
At the time,
I told you it was complex. I'm sorry.
At the time,
you know, hold on. I've always thought, you know, Will's from Florida. Shocking. And I always thought, you know, the people from that area, you know, with that no sir and no ma'am and yes sir.
Yeah.
I always think, wow, it's so cordial. And then I realized.
Contempt. Now
it is. They're used to talking to the cops.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Guy with the flashlight, pull them over. You've been drinking, son? One beer, sir? Just one. I think that's where it comes. It's a habit. You know what I'm saying?
From talking so much to the police.
talking,
so frequently.
Speaking so often to the police that you just finish everything with sir and ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I just think military when I hear
that. Okay. Now, what I guess we're getting at here is maybe it wasn't even really cheating, you know?
Maybe it wasn't even a relationship yet. Certainly not in her eyes.
Like I said, she was married. Her husband was a very good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
They were separated. We developed feelings for each other. He found out and he killed himself.
Oh, my God. He found out about the two of you and that's why he killed himself?
Well, he was very suicidal to begin with.
Yeah, yeah.
At first, they had it coming at him,
is what he said.
Yeah, he had problems, this guy. I mean,
yes, sir, he did.
I'm going to have Will live with this over his head.
I understand, but part of this guy's trouble is marrying a borderline like this.
Yeah, your fiance is a chaotic person. There's no doubt about that, right, Will?
She's a very she would like to be controlling. I would say.
No, we didn't say controlling. We said chaotic.
Yes, sir. I suppose chaotic.
And I would even posit or suggest that perhaps there was some abuse in her past as a child.
No, actually, maybe neglect. I wouldn't say abuse.
Yeah, well, could be a form of abuse, neglect.
Neglect and abuse are the same thing.
Well,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But kids that are neglected becomes easy victims for other exploiters.
All right, but anyway, let me just say a few things to Will so we can move on with our lives here.
All right.
Will, and I'm sure, Will, you want to get a waffle, right? It's been 8 minutes now. How close do you live to a Waffle House?
How close do I live to a Waffle House?
He lives in Florida. It's got at least 3 minutes.
30 minutes.
Ooh, that's a haul. Is that by mule or is that on foot?
I'm sorry, my accent.
All right, buddy. Now listen, I'm done screwing around with you, and I'm going to give you some help now. So here's the thing.
Thank you.
She did this thing 5.5 years ago, and you've still been with her for 5.5 years, then let's not think about it anymore. It's a distant memory. And the fact is, you've been with her for 5.5 years, and if it was driving you insane, you would have broken up with her somewhere in the last 5.5 years. The other thing is I don't trust this woman. She's got a lot of energy, and I sure as hell hope you two don't have any kids. Now, how many kids do you have?
Unfortunately, the first time after this incident happened, we had sex, she got pregnant.
All right. So you have...
So since then, we have two kids.
Oh, my
God. I love her to death.
All right.
Okay, I really do.
All right. Well, here's the deal. Put them on hold.
All right.
Here is the deal. That, first of all, people in their 20s and late teens do awful things to each other, particularly when they're getting relationships going or ending relationships. You guys were just getting started. Something happened. Then you formed a committed relationship, and things have been committed ever since. Now, you can't handle intimacy, so a perfect way to keep her kind of away is to keep having trouble getting in, having trouble sort of being vulnerable with her, because God knows she's going to cheat again, and she's going to leave you, and she's going to be a chaotic, which is probably true. And that's probably how he's been able to keep her under a little bit of control, too.
Yeah, but it's not even that. It's just you use it as a
way of preventing intimacy. That's right.
Right, right.
And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it serves a psychological purpose for you, but it has nothing to do with reality.
Okay. And here's the deal, Will. You're a daddy now, times two.
That's
so it's
right.
Time to drop all your own personal ass and focus on your kids. And I would rather these kids be raised by a family of beavers.
But you
I really would.
You need to get some treatment. This family, this couple needs some treatment. They really do. They do.
All
listen,
right.
Adam, they
I know they do. But this is like your dog gets hit by a car, has got a broken leg, so you tell it, you need to go to the vet. What's the thing do? It just sits there and licks its ass, right?
Mm.
I mean, you think the dog's going to the vet?
Mm.
And do you think half the people we talk to tell, hey, you got to get some psychotherapy? You kidding?
Mm.
They're sitting around cleaning their guns, drinking beer.
Huh?
Well, here's a good reason to be religious.
Dr. Half Jew told me to go to rent a friend.
How about
these guys don't got $80 an hour for nothing. Are you kidding me?
How about joining the church?
Okay, join the church. That'd be all right. Bianca, you all right with that?
I'm doing good, yeah.
Dr. Jew. Scott?
Yeah?
You're 27?
27.
What's up?
Well, I was fooling around with this gal about a week ago, and we fell asleep, and, you know, it was real romantic, killer time and everything, you know? And she woke me up all panic-stricken and said that I quit breathing in my sleep. And I wanted to ask Drew about that.
Were you drinking a bunch that night?
No.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh about 180, 6'2", 180.
Well, you're talking about sleep apnea, and usually that's in people that are overweight, often made worse or caused by alcohol and drugs, too. There are some people that have a central sleep apnea, but you're a little young for that syndrome. And do you have any... Do you have a lot of sort of weight around your neck at all? Is your neck thick?
No.
Do you have sinus problems or do you snore loudly?
I do snore, and I have allergies.
All right, so you may have some sort of airway obstruction, and when you sleep and pull against that obstruction, you'll stop breathing for periods of time. And that's actually very unhealthy. Over years, that can cause heart problems and lung problems, and it's something you ought to have evaluated.
Well,
really? So what do they do for that?
Well, if it truly is an upper airway obstruction, they'll probably do a sleep study on you and see where the obstruction occurs and when it, and why it occurs and what it does.
Huh.
It sounds like the kind of thing that there might need to be some ear, nose, and throat intervention on.
But would you know if someone really stopped breathing or?
Yeah, when people sleep apnea, here's how it goes. They'll be breathing.
I hate these people.
And then
It seems like every guy I've ever bunked with.
Yeah, and it can go on for a minute and a half, two, three minutes, and it's
2-3 minutes, 2-3 hours.
No, no, but these pauses are very difficult to.
But you feel it yourself, right?
No, no.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah. Usually not. They're deep. These are deeper phases.
You just get bad. You get poor sleep.
You get poor sleep. You get the quality of sleep is impaired. You may occasionally have dreams about drowning or something, or you may occasionally wake up gasping for air. But most of the time, the vast majority of the time, you're not aware of any of this.
The other part that's most upsetting. For me with this is when I then throw a shoe at these guys and tell them the next day, it's like fast forward 4 months. Okay, you guys will bunk up again when we're on the road. It's like, no, he snores. No, I don't do. It's like, yeah, listen, I've slept with you 4 times. I'm telling you, you snore. That's BS. I don't snore. It's like, yeah, this is my job. I make these things up. That's right. You snore. Well, how people deny it to the person who was kept up by them all goddamn night.
I know. What is that?
No, I don't. It's like, what do you think? I just manufacture this? Or maybe I snore and somehow I'm voicing that on to you? No, you snore. You snore. What do you mean? A lot of people snore. It drives me nuts. Oh, you know, I'm such a light sleeper.
I was going to say, you have somebody breathe around you is a problem, I'm sure.
I know. I only snore when I'm on my back, and I don't sleep on my back, but I do, if I take a nap, I snore. I don't know, why do I snore when I'm on my back?
Everybody does.
Oh, really?
Your tongue drops back, when your ego drops down.
Bianca,
But I mean, if you're going
we're
to snore.
We're going to test that theory tonight.
All right, sounds good.
We're bunking up, baby. Oh, yeah. You don't like either one of us, do you?
Adam.
No?
I'll tell you what, though, my mom.
Got a bad for Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second to my dad, probably.
Your dad wants Drew, too? Oh, I see what you mean. Your mom's still in your dad. That's crazy talk around here.
Yeah. Crazy talk.
You got a sister or anything?
Yeah, I got a younger sister.
All right.
That's Adam.
All right, that's mine. We'll take ourselves a little break. Bianca Kylik is our guest tonight. Halloween, Resurrection, out tomorrow, everybody. Take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Bianca Kylik is our guest tonight. Halloween Resurrection is her movie. She is starring in it, and it is coming out tomorrow. And the early buzz is solid. Not as good as 3, but solid. That's what the word on the street is. That's the early buzz.
Yes.
So you like this, Adam. There's no huge PR blitz on this one.
I've seen commercials.
Yeah, just awareness, but no huge,
Well, I guess that's part of the reason you do a 8th movie is you don't have to explain to everyone what it is,
Right. But you've always
made
a point.
And you have a fan base.
You've always made a point when there's a huge blitz, a PR blitz, it means something.
It always smacks a little of compensation to me. And the Halloween Resurrection people, very confident or no money for promotion. It's one or the other. I'm going with confident.
But it's, it's Dimension, but it's Miramax, so you know that they're gonna have the funds there to do their little PR thing.
They wanted to.
Yeah, but I think am I right when I say there's a large international Halloween audience
ready to go
that
waits
for the next one to come out. I mean, it's not Star Wars, but it's the same theory.
No, right. Yeah. No, all they need to know is that it's there and they will come.
That's right. All right. And then you'll be doing all those shows and have all those conventions.
And I'll have to move.
Those nut jobs following you around.
Can't wait.
Jasmine?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yes.
Can barely hear you. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, what's up?
I want to know the good things and the bad things about piercing the clitoris.
Good things and bad things.
Yes. Because I'm, considering it, and I'm not sure, because I hear, it's good, and then I hear that, and I'm like, okay.
All right.
Why?
Yeah. This is not the hood. This is the clitoris itself.
Yeah, the hood.
Yeah, either way.
Do they do the clitoris itself?
No. What difference does it make? The people that defend it as good usually have some sort of reason.
Their uncle raped them a few times
There's something they're getting out of it. And it's not really increased sexual pleasure. Some get that for a little while as some more sensitivity, and then oftentimes there's desensitivity later. Things get less easily aroused.
Well, and let's look at it this way. You know, people who do this look at themselves as sort of more sexual beings. But, hey, if you can't get off the way...
God intended it.
Yeah, then you're less sexual. And that's the way I look at it.
Oh, I heard that it's like better...
Well, everybody who's done anything says it's better because it makes them feel better about a stupid decision. You understand?
I get you.
Well, we're going to get a bunch of people calling now and say, no, it's much more sensitive now. And many people do experience some increased sensitivity for a while. And then sometimes it gets totally desensitized. Do you understand what I'm saying, Jasmine?
Yeah.
It stops working. And you can get infections, and you can have bleeding, and the usual. They're putting a spear through a body soft tissue area. It can be a problem.
Well, that's what I don't want. I don't want, like, any infection.
And my favorite negative consequence of the clitoral piercing was this guy that called this show. You weren't here that night. And he was giving his girlfriend oral sex and inhaled, and
I was here.
The ball fell off the
ring. Oh, you told me about it, yeah.
And he inhaled it and went right into his lungs.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, Jasmine?
Yeah?
Also, to me, I know this isn't a factor for a lot of the people that are sort of open-minded and open-legged about this thing, but somebody's got to do this procedure, do they not?
Yeah.
I would be slightly uneasy about going, like, sort of to a place where they hang a sheet up in the back part of this place that used to be a Tower Records and have some guy with a snake tattooed on his head put a block of ice on my cooch until it numbed up enough for him to hit it with a crocheting needle. And what are you, just sitting there with stirrups, and he's holding a flashlight in his mouth? He's wearing a miner's helmet. I mean...
But you don't sound like you really want to get it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you're questioning it, I think it...
Well, I wanted to know about it before, like, even... doing it or pursuing it, because like I was considering it. I even talked to like a few of my friends and they're like, yeah, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, okay.
All right. You have to consider those are your friends, right?
Yeah.
What's your goal? Yeah, what right. is the goal in doing this?
Well, I mean, I'm like in bed, like there's nothing bad, but I thought it would increase, you know, like my sexual pleasures and stuff.
If there's nothing bad, what's there to...
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
But he's not satisfying you?
Well, he does.
Yeah,
but yeah, here then, we like, go.
But I want to get this done anyway.
I think I find my own spots, like, on my own and, like, with hair.
Well, yeah, what'd you tell him? Show him.
I try, but it doesn't seem like he's getting there.
All right, so you may not be with the right guy, or maybe you're not communicating effectively with him. Putting a... knitting needle, as you say, Adam. It's a crocheting needle, I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Through your, where? Through
I don't
your
know.
Poos?
Listen, I can't remember everything I say.
I'm not sure that's the best idea.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Dan, you're 17. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Well, basically, my question is, you know, there's this girl I'm into, right? And have you guys ever read the book Youth in Revolt by C.D. Payne?
No. I don't believe in reading. I believe it poisons the mind.
Yeah, well, neither do I, but this book is just absolutely brilliant. And one of the main ideas, one of the main themes, is that girls want what they can't have. You know? Yeah.
Well, no, duh.
Right,
someone had to write a book about that?
Well, no, it's not, no, the whole book's not about that, but that's one of the main ideas.
All right.
What's the book about?
Well, it's pretty much about some teenager, you know, he's 13, his quest to get laid, and it's just absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
Sounds fascinating.
All right, true. This. Please.
Yeah, true. You'd like it too, because it's like it's got a lot of psychology in it. It's awesome.
Okay. So anyway, Dan.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what you guys thought about that.
The book?
No, about the idea that girls.
Can I answer this one?
Yeah, we have a girl to answer it.
Dan.
Yeah.
I think it's lame. I mean, I think probably at that age, there's, you know, you play games and you do the fun stuff but I think that as you get older, you start to realize that, it's harder to live the lie and keep the lie going and to be something that you're not. I mean, I think ultimately we all want to find somebody who likes us for who we are and you start that as young as possible, you'll be just fine.
But isn't it true that women, especially younger women, are more intrigued with guys that they feel like are a little bit less accessible than the guys that are right there and ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, I think that lasts for a little bit. I mean, I think that's going to be...
Yeah, we call 22 years a little bit.
All right, maybe,
you know,
I don't
like
know.
14 to 48, if you count that as a little bit.
Right, but are you suggesting that, you know, I mean, he sounds like a pretty... well, decent guy, and he's is he suggesting that he wants to change himself to be what?
Well, he'll do whatever he has to do.
Right.
Sounds like.
I mean, here's what guys are sort of planners, you know, oftentimes.
Oh, that war room, don't forget.
Yeah, they do a lot of, you know, they're all sort of architects. They're building something, you know, and they think they can sort of apply this logic, especially smart guys. It's ironic because smart guys don't get laid and can't use their tremendous brain power to get themselves laid, and it confounds them. It drives them insane.
But they can weave elaborate plans.
Right.
Oh, boy.
And the plan is that a lot of smart guys have is if I can assume this persona, then this is going to get me laid. Unfortunately, women see right through it. They don't even really see right through it. Is you have to genuinely not be interested for them to really be interested.
Right.
You cannot
right.
go in with a plan of not being interested or feign non-interest. You have to. It has to be a way of life. It's sort of like getting cool.
Mm.
You can't just go buy a leather jacket.
That's true.
And you don't become Fonzie the second you don a leather jacket.
I think
jacket.
A much healthier way to look at this whole sort of phenomenon is that women like men that are present with themselves. They can present a piece of themselves. They're not needy. They don't need something. And that may sometimes at that age present as aloof or detached or not wanting anything from people. But people that are present are much more interesting to women, it seems to me.
Right.
So,
yeah.
We gotta go to break.
All right. We'll do that. Bianca Kylix, our guest tonight. Halloween Resurrection out tomorrow. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. I'll tell you, this is Loveline, man. Got ourselves a hot, hot chick. Bianca Kylix on here, man. Oh, yeah. Drew?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Halloween Resurrection, man. Coming out Friday, man. That's tomorrow, everybody. Go out and see that movie.
Okay, I really am going to erase that song now.
I don't know.
For real.
I don't know what else.
Thank you.
What else is there to see tomorrow? There's nothing else out, is there?
No, nothing.
No. Everything else in like it's 26 week. I mean, you got that little Bow Wow movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy was in that movie, but he got cut out. I've been cut out of every movie I've been in so far. And actually, the only movie I haven't been cut out of, they never released. I'm in a movie, either they cut me out or they don't release it. It's one or the other.
What was this?
I did that movie, Frank McCluskey, yeah. CI. It was like a Disney something movie, and it was supposed to come out in like May or April or something, and no one knows what happened to it. I think it actually, it burnt. There was a fire at the vault or something like that. Yeah, I'm really the kiss of death, but not Bianca. She's in a movie, turns to gold. Joe?
Hello?
Spun Gold. Do you hear me, Joe?
Yeah, sorry about that.
You're 16. What's up?
Yeah. I caught my older brother that's supposed to get married 1 week from tomorrow, and I caught him cheating with some other girl. And we're really religious.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do.
What are you guys? Are you Catholic?
Huh?
Catholic?
Yeah, no, Christian.
Christian. Isn't that the same thing?
What were the circumstances with you finding out about your brother cheating?
I was, scared because,
how did you find out about it?
Because I forgot something in my room, and he thought I left. I came back an hour later, and I caught him, and he didn't see me, though.
Who was he cheating with?
I don't know. I didn't see the girl. I just saw a girl.
You all live in the same... How old is he?
He's 23.
What's he doing in your room?
We share the same room.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to make a wild guess here. Mexican?
Hello?
Latino?
Yeah, Latino.
Holy mackerel. I'm Kreskin. People never move out. So the white people, they start tossing you out. I mean, I really mean, my stepmom and dad were laying the groundwork about 17 and a half. Really, white people toss each other out. Are we the only group that tosses their family out?
Well,
the white people are the only people that really throw their kids out of the house.
Yes, with a great, yes.
Yeah.
Great ceremonial
Asians don't
rally.
Do that. Yeah. Mexicans don't do that. Blacks don't do that.
But let me understand this.
We're poor.
You were gone for an hour.
We were poor, too. I got tossed out.
We were going to the beach, and I forgot my rash card.
What time of day was this?
like probably like around 3 or 4.
Okay, and how is it everyone sees everyone cheating and beating off, but the person who's cheating or beating off never sees them?
It's a room.
I don't know.
With two beds in it.
Oh, he has the upper bunk. Who has the lower bunk? Okay, so he's getting married.
Yeah.
Does he have any kids?
No.
No, he's just getting married.
Yeah.
And
everyone's happy about it.
And you have no idea who he was with. The girl didn't look familiar.
How do you know it wasn't his fiance?
Huh?
How do you know it wasn't his fiance?
Well, she, I don't know.
Okay, so let's assume it was the fiance, okay?
Just pretend it's her.
Yeah.
Listen, let me explain something. I don't mean to make fun of the religious nut jobs, but you guys are doing a lot of pretending. It's part of your life, right? I mean, this whole religion thing.
That, by the way, was a bogus call.
It sounded bogus totally to me, yeah, because he didn't... You know what, though? The Latin dudes don't do the bogus calls.
What if I'm Huntington Beach? That Trumps. It's Surfer. Trumps
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, it was bogus. He didn't have any... He didn't seem to have any details.
Look, I was going to my room. I mean, we both lived there, and the room is...
Well, no, he didn't... I mean, he
yes,
just...
Yes, he did.
Well, no, he was saying, I went to my room, and you're like, what's it? And he was like, well, he still lives at home.
No.
It didn't... Maybe it was the Mexican thing that threw me off, because they're not... They don't play pranks, those people.
Those people.
Too busy drinking and napping. They don't play pranks. I'm telling you, Drew. It's not a prank-filled country. You go to Mexico, there's no novelty stuff. No whoopee cushions over there. I mean, everything's sort of novelty, but not intentionally. I mean, there's no intentional novelty in Mexico, is what I'm saying. It's ironically novelty, but it's not intentionally novelty. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's not meant to be novel, but it... is
oftentimes yes oftentimes some of the art and some of the attire and the way the cabs are decorated and that kind of stuff ends up being comical, but it's not intentional comical. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
when there's a butcher shop and there's a giant pig who's chasing a Mrs. Chicken with an axe, that's not meant to be funny. You understand? No, we perceive it as funny.
All right,
that's all I'm saying. Because people like you and you, Bianca, are prejudiced and you judge. That's all I'm saying. All right. Now we're ready to move forward. But
yes.
They don't make prank calls, those people.
Okay.
You understand
that? Yeah. I always like making generalizations.
No, but listen. How many prank calls are made in the United States as opposed to Mexico each year? Huh? What's that percentage? Got to be 10 billion to one. Yeah, really, think about that. What do you think? How much of that goes down in Africa? Or Central America? South America? Huh? You ever hear about any prank calls being made in those countries?
I've never looked at
Mozambique? No! Of course you haven't.
Well, back to the point.
How dare you?
Yeah, but Madagascar.
That's true.
Okay.
They're cut-ups. Michael? You're 20?
Michael?
Alright, screw him. Let's talk to, Jonas. Jonas?
Yeah.
15?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm really great friends with a classmate of mine, and I've started to fall in love with her, and I wanted to know if I should tell her.
You started to fall in love with her?
Well, I have been for a couple of months now.
Since you first laid eyes on her, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to clarify that.
Yeah.
I like the way it goes. We've been great friends, and I've been falling. It's not the way guys work. It's not the way males work.
I know, but he's practicing his speech when
for her.
To
I understand
her, yeah.
That, but we can see through that stuff. The reality is, a guy is either in or not, and if the girl is not reciprocating, he settles for friendship.
Right.
Yeah,
that's it. And so,
but Bianca,
I've learned this the hard way.
What did you learn?
I learned that most guys can't just be your friend.
Right. So they're just biding their time, treading water, waiting for that vulnerable
scary
moment.
Scary thing.
It's well, like kind of like Michael Myers.
Head yeah. Guys.
Yes.
Or Bill Shatner.
Yeah.
Same guy apparently now. I've learned. But you've it's the door. You've had this happen to you. And it's uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, it's really uncomfortable. I mean, it's a tough situation to be in. I feel bad for the guy because...
How long do these guys, are they your friends before they come out with the truth?
I'm really oblivious to it, so hits me. I don't know. After we're good friends, I mean, I'd say like...
A year, 2 years?
Yeah, maybe like a year.
All of a sudden, I can't handle it anymore. Pow, they're out with that?
You start to... I mean, it starts to kind of...
Here's what happens. Here's what happens. You... Are going out on shut up, Drew. Shut Drew's mic off. He's always wrong. You're going out on a date, and he gets weird. Like, like the guy gets a little possessive, gets a little weird, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, this guy's my friend. What's he care? He's kidding that I don't go out on enough dates. Enough. Now I'm going out on a date, and he's getting all sketchy on me. Why is he getting all weird? Then all of a sudden, but he won't talk about it. And then all, and then he feeds you that line of BS, which is, hey, when I met you, I know everyone's into you, but I wasn't into you. I just thought you were a cool chick and stuff. But as I got to know, you know, the real Bianca, and it really started growing me. I started learning what kind of person you are. And by the way, I'd already beaten off to you 1,500 times, by the way. But
I don't even felt this way about me.
But you know, you started to grow on me, and it's like I really learned what kind of person you were.
Again, she's thinking, oh, he's just kidding, isn't he funny? No, this is how guys think.
And I know a lot of guys are into, like, Bianca, the model and the actress and stuff, but it's like, I just knew you as a friend. And
hold on,
and
what's the bubble over your head? What's the thought bubble?
It's not even a thought bubble. It's a hand and a finger going into another. It's a finger doing the hump thing into the hand that is made into a cave shape. That's all it is. There's no words, there's no pictures, just that one hand, it's a finger going into the hand. That's what's going on in the bubble. And they try to get you with that thing, but
oh my god.
But the point is if you were into them, you would have let them know
long time ago.
Right.
You may not pull them aside and told them, but you would have done it in a subtle way. You guys would have gone camping at some point, and something would have happened, am I right?
If I got drunk enough, probably.
That's right. Oh, no. That's why guys bring, like, 40 cases of beer when they go camping. Like, how long are you going to be gone for, Stu?
Overnight.
A day. Jeez, you got 70 cases of old Heidelberg in the back of your van. Yeah, yeah. There's just two of you. Yeah, yeah.
That's it. One night.
Yeah, one night. Oh, it's got to be tough being a hot chick, right? Just assume that any guy, any non-gay guy that wants to hang with you.
She doesn't hang with any other kind of guys.
You only hang with the gays?
I try. It's safe bet.
Yeah.
That's smart.
It's tough. So you have, I mean.
They're,
you know,
better males, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if I classify them as males, but.
Stop.
Yeah, they're better people. They're better people. They recycle. They dress better. They're better people.
Better friends.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about the gays, honestly. They're better friends, but they're like having a chick for a friend, and if you don't return their call or something, they spaz on you. They're great friends, but it's like having a prissy chick for a friend. And it's like, I have one gay friend, and if I, you know, all my other friends, like, I call him, I'll walk up to him and go, hey, man, you're getting fat. You look like hell. What's up with you? Or I won't call him back, or they'll call me twice and go, why didn't you call me back? And I'll go, listen, I didn't feel like it. I was tired.
You just go, F you.
Yeah, F you. My gay friends are like, you call them, like, 3 days later, and they're like, I don't even know you, and they hang up and stuff. It's a cross between your mom and some chick who you're dating. It's a disaster. I mean, here's the thing. It's just gay guys are good as friends, but they're maintenance. You got to keep after them a little bit. Jonas?
Yeah.
You're gay?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay, so what's up with you?
He's in love with this girl who's making him settle for friendship.
Okay. Well,
so there's a reason that you're just a friend.
But have you had any kind of conversation with her yet?
Yeah. We're really, really close friends.
No, stop it. Stop.
Really.
Oh, stop. He has one move.
Well, what is...
He's put his cards on the table. That's it.
Well, that's what I'm asking about the conversation.
Yeah, we talk all the time.
About her boyfriend?
No, I mean, she doesn't have a boyfriend.
No, not a conversation, the conversation.
No, we haven't yet.
Okay, so she...
About the thought bubble he's having?
Drew likes the finger doing the humping thing into the fist.
That's such a bizarre thing to say.
Well, that's what's in the thought bubble.
Uh-huh.
Bianca sees it, right?
Oh, I see it.
So, Jonas.
Yeah.
Okay, so... You want to have the conversation? I don't think you should have the conversation.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think your only shot is the move.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Now, Bianca's freaking because...
No, not physical move.
No.
Right.
I don't mean a headlock.
Well, but let me just say this. I mean, from a girl's perspective on this whole thing, do you have any thoughts that she might feel the same way back? I mean, have there been...
You're asking way too much for a 15-year-old man.
No, let him answer.
Men can be very delusional. They're like, oh, yes, she told me once that she loves me. I'm her best friend.
All right, but Drew, let Jonas answer. Maybe he has some credible evidence here. Jonas?
No, she hasn't ever told me that, but I think, you know, she's kind of into me, but
why?
Not really.
Why? But not really? Yeah. Let me ask you this, and Bianca, you,
yes.
You tell me if I'm right or wrong,
okay.
on this, but I got some theories about you ladies. Not as many as the gays. So that I could write like a 15 volume book on that, but the ladies, here's I'll demonstrate on it. It's not a come on, but
right.
when a woman likes you, she will make excuses to touch you.
Right.
Now, I don't mean grab your sack. I mean, they'll do, if a chick likes you, she doesn't even know it, she can't help but touch you.
Right.
And she'll go, you'll tell a joke, she'll go, oh, you're so funny.
Yeah.
And then you get the little drag at the
yes.
end. Or when you hug them. When you hug a woman that doesn't like you, it's like somebody leaned an ironing board against you, and then you patted it twice, and then it leaned back. But when a girl likes you, hugs you, they hug you, and as their hand is moving from your back, drag.
Right.
There's the drag. When they shake the hand, they'll drag it out just a little bit. It's
yeah.
like it's like extends the touch just a little bit. And has she ever done that to you, Jonas?
Yes.
She not a hug, but I'm talking about
the drag
and the touch. And you're so funny. It's like if you're sitting next to her, she'll make excuses to put her hand on your knee and like go, oh, get out of here and shake your knee a little bit or something.
All the time, yeah.
All right. Could be something there.
How old is she?
She's 15.
Does she have? She has no boyfriend.
No.
And why haven't you asked her out?
I don't know, you know.
All right, well, that to me is his one move. That's it.
Okay, but here's the question. You don't go... I think you don't go for the full frontal assault of I've loved you, I've always loved you.
No. You start with a date of some type. It's just for
lunch. But how does she know it's a date?
You give it enough of importance that it's the two of us alone afternoon.
Well, I tried to do that.
And what happened?
Well, I invited her over yesterday, and she kind of flaked out of me and didn't show.
That's not really important.
Well, that ain't into it.
We were like gonna watch movies together.
You gotta make it something big. You gotta go big with it. You gotta do the I don't know what you do.
But her
15?
Flaking on you ain't a good sign.
She couldn't even show up to watch movies.
All right, ask her to see Halloween Resurrection.
There you go.
Tomorrow.
There you go. That's big.
Yeah.
But Bianca, what else do our young male listeners need to know beside the touch and the drag? What are the signs? I find them listening and hanging out. I mean, chicks that don't like you don't stand there.
Define reasons to hang out. And here, this woman had a great reason. This young girl had a reason to show up. Didn't.
But I mean,
bad sign.
The other sign is like if you're at a party.
Right.
I'm going to use you again, Bianca.
Okay.
I'm at a party. Bianca's at a party. We don't really know each other. We somehow run to each other a little bit and strike up a little conversation. Hey, how you doing? Who do you know? Oh, my friend's Mark. He's throwing the party. A little conversation. Then there's a lull. There's a pause.
Right.
There's a good reason. We've done the introductions.
Right.
It's a perfectly good out for you to go, all right, I'm going to get something to drink or I'm going to whatever. But they stand there and sort of wait through it, you know? The lull goes by, and then... And they're really into you if it's something like, listen, I'm going to go grab a beer. You want a beer? Yeah. And you go grab it, you come back, and they're still standing there.
Right.
You know, so it's the hangout thing, because they won't stand there. They'll just sort of keep moving.
No, because if you go to a party and there's someone there that you're interested in, which you usually can figure out within the first 2 seconds of talking to the person whether or not you want to be there with them, you're not going to stand at the opposite end of the party and watch them from afar. You're going to want to be around that person and doing what that person's doing.
On the other hand, the male will sit on the other end.
We can be thick that way.
Yeah, so females would. I mean, at least I would.
Females will stand there through the lull.
Mm-hmm.
They will hang with you when they've had app. And you all know when you're having that conversation when someone has missed an opportunity to leave.
Mm.
And they will do any kind of drag, any kind of touch, any kind of whatever. And the other thing, too, is it will be completely agreeable. In the hopes that that's what you guys will be doing,
mm-hmm.
which is you'll say, I haven't seen Halloween Resurrection yet, and they'll go, me neither. And you'll go, I kind of like those movies. I wanted to see that. And they'll go, I've been meaning to see that myself. That's the kind of stuff. You bring up anything. You go, I like mountain bike riding. If a chick's in here, she'll be like, even if she's never done it before, she'll go, I've never done it, but I'm totally into it. I've always wanted to try it. And your next move is like, well, I'm going Saturday. You know, I got my roommate's bike. You can borrow his. They'll just agree with stuff. Whereas if they ain't into you, they just, I don't like that movie. I don't want to go mountain bike.
It's the difference between opening doors and shutting them.
Right.
It's that simple. They just keep throwing them open for you to walk through if you choose.
Right. And what I had in high school is not only shutting the door, but wedging the chair under the knob so I couldn't get in, and then pushing a towel underneath it.
Your social life was like the opening of Get Smart.
Ta-da!
The door slamming shut.
Getting hit in the nose. Michael?
Hey.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I was wondering, want to ask Drew, you've been doing the Love Line, what, 14 years?
Plus.
14 plus. Mm. I was wondering, you know, what are some of the major ways it's changed since it started, and, you know, mostly for the good, some bad, you know, what do you think about the way it's, what are some of the ways it's changed, and, like,
the program or the kinds of calls we get?
Say what?
The program? I mean, Adam's
well,
now the host.
I can tell you, it's taking a turn for the boring.
Adam,
now, Mike.
Right, just this minute. But Adam used to be a listener. He could actually tell you more, even probably, because
really?
It's hard for me to be objective about it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, I watched a videotape from 1984, 85 of us calling this show up.
Hey, you and your screwball friends.
Yeah, on a video.
That's when the show was on Sunday nights, midnight to 3 a.m.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles only.
All right. Well, Drew, so let me ask you this. What year did you start on this show?
84.
1983. 1983, everybody. Yeah. So 19 years, maybe plus.
Yeah.
All right. And this show went to five nights a week when? Do you remember when was?
8 years ago.
No, I think it was five nights a week for a few years before I got here.
Oh, yes, you're right.
I mean, three years. Huh? I think it's coming on like 10 years of five nights a week. I mean, Ricky was five nights a week, wasn't he?
Then it was 2.5 years, yeah.
He was here 2.5 years?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I've been here like three times as long as Ricky Rackman?
Oh, yeah.
I got to kill myself.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the
3 years.
The point is...
yeah, you're right. Probably 10 years.
You've been doing the show 10 years every night.
Oh.
All right. How's it changed, Drew?
It sucks now.
There you go, Michael. All right, good times, buddy.
Boring. No, I mean,
I don't know.
That's
yeah, but it's also hard to see how... You want to know how someone or something has changed. Don't take a look at it for 5 years and then see how fat your friend got or how
right.
much hair
it's
fell
hard
out
when you're
or how gray they went.
Consistently.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I was hoping you could say more about how it's changed, because you were a listener before you got on here.
Well, I mean, I think the show definitely used to be less of me yapping about the gays. That would be one.
Oh, and before you got here.
Yeah, before I got here. Yeah.
But you've actually been reining that in since you've been here, though.
The show was sort of bodier and a little naughtier, and it wasn't. It was just a little more screwball.
It was wilder,
sort of sex. It was like wilder.
Yeah.
It's not as it's more exciting.
Really?
A little more boring. No. I think you and I are both interested in psychology.
Yeah.
A little more than past hosts have been, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. And my job in the past was much more about making sure no harm was done. And now we have a little more room to do other stuff. It seems
right.
Like.
And he used to like the callers, too. Now he hates
the host. And the co-host.
Now he hates them more than I do. Hey, Justin.
What's up, man?
You're 22?
Yes, I am.
Your girlfriend said she needed a break?
Yeah, after about 18 months, she just said, sprung it on me. We're coming up on our 2 years here pretty quick. And all of a sudden she just says, yeah, I need a break. Had a boyfriend for too long. And my question is, should I keep pursuing her or should I... Should I move on?
All right, hold on. These are good questions. I get the feeling Drew has some feelings on this one. Possibly the beautiful Bianca does as well. Halloween Resurrection coming out tomorrow, everybody. We'll come back and we'll beat some sense into Justin after this. Hey, everybody.
Okay.
It's Loveline. Bianca Kylik is our guest tonight. She is in Halloween Resurrection coming out tomorrow. What else should we look forward to seeing you in, if anything?
Maxim.
Mo Maxim, right, the magazine. And again, it's a good magazine, but as I've said, I do not condone reading, especially by men.
A lot of words in this one, too, this magazine.
Yeah. You know, not only do I not like reading, but I'm so pompous, I don't think I can learn anything from anything.
You already know everything?
No, I don't know everything. It's just what I don't know already, I will figure out. It will not be through some idiot's article. I don't know what it is. I can't read. I don't like it. But a lot of hot chicks in there, including Bianca. Bianca, what page you on? Open it up to Bianca. It's a very flattering spread.
Do you know
what
page you're on?
I have no idea.
Look in the front, Dre. Figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, there we are. You know, and there's a whole setup to that scene as well. Chick is left alone in hot hotel room where the air conditioning does not work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Waiting for someone in red lingerie.
Well, you'd like me because I'm a sweater.
Are you?
Yeah. Do a lot of sweating.
From your head.
Head sweats a lot. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's because of my massive brain. It runs hot. Yeah, and I know you chicks like guys who sweat a lot. No smell, just a lot of sweat.
It's good. If you sweat and don't smell, that's golden.
That's me, baby. See, starting to warm up a little bit. Justin?
Yeah.
22?
Yep.
That's right. So your girlfriend dumped you, and you want to know what you should do.
Yeah, thanks for being gentle.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna have to contend with that.
This is what you call tough love, because... this has happened to the best of us.
I'd say Adam and I have many times waxed poetic about how much we would love to have had someone sort of shake us into reality when we were your age.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I'm not sure.
Sort of smack you across the face a couple times with reality.
I've said this many times. I wish I had me back then. And
what's the best thing to do?
But see, you're lucky, Justin, because you have me.
Best thing to do is get on with your life. Be happy. Be successful. When you have another girlfriend,
suddenly she'll want you.
She'll
back.
Be interested again, but not until then.
So I shouldn't be like trying to pursue her at all.
No.
Sending flowers to work or anything.
No. I mean, here's an again. Ugh. Bianca can weigh in on this one. If it's a situation where you effed up, if you cheated on her, if you got drunk and smacked her, if you did something heinous that needs to be
corrected,
right. Then by all means, give it your best shot to correct it.
But this is out
but
of the blue.
If she gives you the thing where it's, you know, we've grown apart.
More harsh. She was like, I don't want a boyfriend anymore.
Yeah, I'm tired of having a boyfriend.
I did this, actually, when I was 19, whenever we go up to college, and I broke up with my boyfriend because I knew I was going to college and I wanted to have a good time and I didn't want to have a boyfriend. And actually, he ended up, coming back and we talked about it and I felt bad. So I kind of did a compromise situation, which in the long run ended up screwing things up so badly that, both of us were sorry.
How long did that go on for, the compromise? Like a year?
No, not anymore. But it did actually, the compromise went on for a long time.
2 years?
Yeah, well, it went on for about 3 or 4 months into the college experience, wherefore I, screwed up so badly that he realized this was not a good situation. And then.
So then it went on for another year.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then there was like another year where we didn't speak and then another year where we came back and tried it again. I mean, we've been pretty much trying it for like 8 years or something. So,
how long did you work together through high school?
2 years in, our junior and senior year in
high
school.
And then when it came time to go off to college, you were smart. It'd run its course.
Yeah, but they did it all the way.
I know. She was stupid.
I was stupid. I was extremely stupid.
What I say, smart? No, I know, but people don't learn. I mean, it's experience that teaches you this.
At that age, it's just, again, you needed you.
Well, you know what it is, too, is you don't know. I mean, the experience of ending a relationship or having one ended on you and having it happen more than once is a very valuable experience.
But it's like spool juggling or something. You've never done it. You can't do it. You can't
spool juggling?
You know what I mean? Like doing juggling.
Plate spinning? Chinese
plate spinning or something. You know?
Oh, okay. Clubs. Yeah. No, yeah. I know. You don't. And so you think... You can't, I mean, I used to remember with my first girlfriend just being bad enough to be thinking to myself, how can I never see this person again? How is that even imaginable? Right. That could never happen. How could that even happen that I could? Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how many people tell you that you need to get over it. If that person turns to you for any sign of comfort, which I think all of us are wont to do in our late teens because you're going through that, who am I stage.
Right.
Even for just a night or a week or two, you'll go right back there because it's that comfortable to you.
Right. So anyway, Justin has had it laid out about as plainly someone can lay it out, which is, I don't want a boyfriend anymore.
I need a break.
So
run away.
Ironically, if there's one chance in 1,000 that you two get back together,
it's if he has a girlfriend.
It's if you just lay back and don't come chasing.
And someday he'll be grateful for her having been so abrupt and,
yeah.
And less like Bianca.
In like 30 years, right.
Yeah, because I know mine isn't.
Yeah, well, he's still bitter. Oh. And now that the movie's coming out, he's really miffed. Hey, Alex?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
Got a question for Bianca?
I'm just definitely going to be there for Halloween tomorrow, Bianca.
Great.
I'm a big fan of the series.
That's awesome.
And I know why Halloween 3 was, kind of disliked by everybody.
Enlighten me, because I'm really curious.
Well, you were kind of close with the mask, but it was about a witch who has a line of Halloween masks that all the kids love, and when they put them on Halloween night, they're all going to die. It's like abandoned the whole Michael Myers story.
Yeah. They didn't stay true to the Mike Myers.
Yeah, that's why everybody hated it.
What was that one called? The something of the witch? The Year of the Witch or something?
Yeah, it was called Season of the Witch.
Season of the Witch, that's right.
Yeah, I always, I think about that, and I always think about when bands go on tours, too. They give it some goofy name that's supposed to sound important, like when the Stones go on tour, or when any band, no matter how bad, goes on tour, they give it a name. And I think to myself, I don't know, it always sounds pompous. Why don't they just call it Halloween 3 and Halloween 4, and Rolling Stone Steel Wheels could be Rolling Stone 28, yeah. Whatever it is. But it's easier that way, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
More honest.
Hey, Alex?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. So you're going to be there tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you there.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Drew, you guys rule.
Good times.
All
right. All right. I forget about ruling, Drew.
You rule, dude.
Yeah, it's nice to rule. John?
John?
Hello?
John, you're 13?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a virgin.
John?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Oh, well, I'm kind of sick of people making fun of my last name.
Uh-huh.
Turn your radio down, buddy.
Yeah, turn down the radio.
Oof.
Who's
all in the room there listening with you?
Oh, me, my brother, and a friend.
What part of Montana are you from?
Huh?
What part of Montana are you from?
Great Falls.
Great Falls.
All right. So,
first of all, I'd like to say I'm a big fan of the Man Show.
Thanks, buddy.
This is your core audience.
Whatever.
13-year-olds from Great Falls. All right, buddy, what's your question tonight?
Well, I don't know what's going on. Everyone thinks it's funny to make fun of my last name.
Right.
It's just kind of jacked up.
Yeah, should we just guess your last name? Or?
Smith.
Huh?
I'm going with, Johnson.
Jones.
No, Peckerwood. Felchman?
I'm none of those.
No, what is your last name?
Seaman.
It's
spelled different.
Oh, man, that is funny. Spelled different, though, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a all-pro linebacker played for the Minnesota Vikings, I think, Jeff Siemens.
Seaman.
There was a Seaman.
There's a linebacker, right?
Yeah, linebacker and a Seaman. So you tell your buddies who are making fun of you that there was an inside backer who played for the 1972 through 1976 Vikings with the last name of Seaman.
Did he go to or come from Kansas City?
I don't know. Well, I have to look that up. But, hey, John? There's also, isn't there a big, telecommunications company called Siemens?
Siemens.
Well, that's Siemens.
I think it's more of a biotechnology firm.
Yeah, whatever the hell it is. That's not so bad.
Yeah. I just think they're kind of gay.
Yeah.
Making fun of my last name.
Yeah, it's rough. But, I mean, at least it's not like Dick Seaman or something like that. I mean, you're John.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be worse. And here's the thing, too. People didn't make fun of my last name, so they just called me Brillo Head.
Hmm.
You got to find something.
Yeah, your friends, male friends, are going to come after you for something. Whatever bothers you, they're gonna lock into it. It's like radar.
You should feel like you've dodged a bullet when they just make fun of your last name, because other than that, they usually make fun of your shape or your size or your hair or your teeth or your monobrow.
Well, that's all you.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. So that's the point. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. They keep fishing until they find something that bugs you.
Yeah, your last name is something your dad has and his father gave him, kind of thing. There's nothing you're not responsible for, but your fat ass, that you can take personally. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, John's fine. Bianca, anyone have any names for you?
No, I was just made fun of. There was a guy in grade school who used to tell me not to stick my head out of the car window on the freeway because my lips would clobber me to death. They weren't cool back then.
Oh, the big lips weren't cool?
No.
Wow. Yeah, who's laughing now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Noah?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
You're 27.
Yeah, I've actually got a question for Bianca and for Dr. Drew.
All right.
Bianca.
Yes.
Where do you see yourself going as far as your movies after this? Are you going to stay with the horror genre, or are you going to...
I would like to do a little bit of everything. I think next I would like to do an action film.
Action film?
Kick a little butt, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're so damn beautiful, you could pretty much, you know, write
Thank
your
you.
Art.
What, you do anything? You do any, like, karate or anything?
I do a little bit of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
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 Sexy.
Noah?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
What about Drew?
My question for Drew. I was, when I was 22 years old, I was diagnosed as a sexual addict. This is something that I've been dealing with for, you know, 5 years now. My parents divorced probably about 3 years ago, due to the fact that my father was cheating on my mom before I was even born. You know, and I've listened to arguments on both sides of the coin that it's an addictive personality type thing, and that it can possibly be hereditary, chemical imbalance type thing.
What's your question?
I'm really concerned. I've got three kids, and I'm really concerned that, you know, if it is a possibility of a hereditary thing, or I guess that's what the question is. You know, what's your opinion as far as that goes?
Are you addicted to any chemicals?
You know what? I went to my first AA meeting when I was 14.
All right.
You know, I used drugs for a while.
All
right. I don't know why I ended up on, you know, using sex as my escape mechanism.
Well, it's almost every case of sexual addiction I've dealt with in my clinical experience has been initiated by drugs or chemicals or alcohol. So that's usually where it starts. The second hit usually is some kind of sexual abuse or premature sexualization. If your dad was a sex addict, was there a lot of pornography and that kind of thing around when you were growing up?
No, in fact,
so that's sexual abuse, not having pornography around.
That's later
yeah.
sexual
abuse. My pussy dad didn't have so much as a goddamn Playboy around the house. Had to beat off to a raft box. That's abuse. Do you hear me, Noah? That's abuse. The raft box.
The memory of the raft box.
I had to use the memory, the visualization of me looking at the chick who was on the raft box to beat off to. That is abuse. That is wholesale abuse.
So you didn't have any abuse or anything in childhood, sexual abuse?
I actually became sexually active at the age of 12, which is before I began experimenting with any drugs, alcohol, anything.
All right, well, but that's sexual abuse. You're not sexualized at 12 unless something's happened to you. Okay?
Yeah, well.
Something happened.
Well, something could have happened to someone else around.
Did somebody? Did you have sex with somebody when you were 12?
Yes, I did.
All right. How old was that somebody?
She was 15.
All right. Well, that's a form of sexual abuse. And I would suspect something already was going on even before that to sort of set you up for that. The point is, you have all the constellation of what's necessary. And what you can pass along to your kids, what you will pass on to 50% of the children, is the genetic potential for addiction of all types. And if you also then, if there's another hit, so to speak, environmental hit, such as some sort of sexual abuse, you often get sexual addiction as part of that.
Let me tell you something, Bianca. Now, got about 100 raft boxes all at my house. You
That's
know what
nice.
I'm saying? It's
bunker of boxes.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like the old days where I had to think about a raft box. I got the raft boxes, sweet pea. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Impressed?
Oh, yeah.
I thought so. All right. Bianca Kylik is our guest tonight. She is from Halloween Resurrection, coming out tomorrow. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line. Bianca Kylik is our guest tonight. Halloween Resurrection, name of the movie, coming out tomorrow. And let's hop back to phones. Try to help the kiddies, Drew. And don't go off on any of your jags about what's wrong with the gays or any of that. Let's see if we can take some calls. Somebody? Katie?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I'm not sure about whether I should have sex with my boyfriend or not. I mean, I'm, like, really confused about it.
If it's something you are not clear about wanting to do, don't do it. If you're confused, don't wait till you're clearer.
I feel like I'm never going to be ready, though. I feel like I'm scared of it.
Well, you will be.
Well, wait a minute. Is there any reason you're scared of it?
Well, I've heard stories from friends and stuff,
No trauma or anything like that.
Huh?
No trauma.
Nothing ever happened to you.
Well, I was kind of molested when I was 12.
Ooh. Were you raped?
No.
Who did this?
My friend's brother. I was staying the night at her house, and
he sort of touched you in inappropriate ways, or he actually had
sex? Well, kind of, yeah. He really didn't get to where he wanted to go, because I woke up and...
All right.
And how old was he at the time?
I think 14.
All right, and so he kind of felt around. You woke up.
Yeah.
And then he stopped?
Yeah, he kind of tried to hide himself, which is pretty stupid.
Tried to hide under the bed or something?
Well, no, I was on a mattress on the floor, and I woke up my friend, and she turned on the light, and he was there. He made up this stupid excuse that he was, like, sleepwalking.
Was he? I wish I had a video camera.
Yeah.
So he tried to feel you around while you're on the floor.
Yeah.
You woke up and said, like, hey, what's up, or something. He hopped out of the way and, like, just stood against the wall or something, trying to hide in the dark?
Kind of, yeah.
Or he just laid on the floor.
He kind of laid on the floor.
Yeah.
He laid on the floor, and so thinking you couldn't see him in the dark, but your friend flipped the light on.
Yeah.
And he was just lying on the floor.
Yeah, and made up a stupid excuse. He was sleepwalking. I thought it was so stupid.
I know. Poor guys with all the hormones and everything at 14. All right, that doesn't count.
No, it counts.
Not really,
You could raise your fears about men and whatnot, but be that as it may, you're having a stable relationship, right? It's a good relationship.
Yeah.
And do you have specific reasons to want to delay having sex? Is it part of something you value, waiting till marriage or waiting till whatever?
Well, I used to have that belief, wait until marriage.
All right.
But I've kind of changed my mind about that.
All right, but you want to wait. You want to wait till you feel good and clear about it and right, and you're sure that somebody you want to be doing this with. At the very least, just think about the fact that you're 17.
Huh?
It will certainly bond you up with that person that you do this with in a way that you may not want to be that close.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And if you're confused about it,
Off and on 2 years into college.
4 years into college.
4 years into college when you meant to break up with
him
after high school.
That's actually the kind of stuff that happens from being too intimate.
Yep.
Before you're ready.
It's great now that we're adults. We could get on the parking lot and be no questions asked. You would never think about me again. I mean, you'd take a long, long bath when you got home. And you'd, like, scrub yourself raw with a loofah.
Yeah.
And then you'd throw it into the fire and it would burn and, like, a weird ghost and stuff would fly around the room. But then we'd be done.
Exactly.
No weird feelings. No weirdness, man. Yeah, I'm cool. Bill?
Hello?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right, I just want to first say that you know that John Seaman call?
Yeah.
That was a bogus call. I know the guy who made it.
That's great, Bill. What's up?
Yeah. All right, and that lady who answers the phone, she said no more relationship calls.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of BS.
Asshole.
All right. Hey, hey, Bill.
You are an asshole.
Yeah?
Hold on a second, all right, buddy?
All right.
All right. I'm never going to get back to Bill, but I'm going to hope that he hangs on for the rest of the show. I don't know why I'm incensed at the 16-year-old dicks who call this show. I get, like, we have a lot of stupid people who call the show, and we have a lot of people that have a little difficulty following directions and things like that. And you know me, I get angry at them. But the 16-year-old snot-nosed kids, I want to pummel. I want to just beat the crap out of them. I don't know what it is. I don't know what is it. Is it it's the gall that they have or something? What's it bring out in me that makes me want to just smack them? What?
Envy.
No, no. I have a visceral reaction to snot-nosed 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
Males. I want to just whack them one.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be good for them, actually. I know it'd be good for me. Eric?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
My parents have been married about a little over 20 years, and just about exactly a year ago, my mom started cheating on my dad, and grew up in a Christian household my whole life, and now I only see my siblings once or twice a month, but every time I see them, they're always asking me, you know, like, it's like they're looking for a direction, like, who to agree with, mom or dad, because they're in the middle of a divorce and all of them have to choose.
Well, that's your parents' fault. The fact that they're making you, the children pick side is frankly reprehensible. and they need to be good parents and solve their relationship problems separate from what from the kids. Maintain their relationship with the kids, and that's that. If they need to be apart, that's one thing. But to use you and split you and use you as pawns is really obnoxious.
Yeah, and you know, so many kids feel so responsible for the parents' divorce. It's
the parents are making them responsible for.
Well, I don't know if they're telling. I don't know if they're telling them to choose sides. Maybe they're just feeling like they have to choose sides.
Well, that's enough. The parents should be aware of that and pay attention to it.
Eric, are they telling you to pick up sides?
Well, no. It's like my siblings are like, they like ask me, like, you know, like I know what's going on because both my parents do talk to me and I talk to them, but. Like, there's a lot of stuff, like, I feel like I shouldn't tell them, and they're just wanting me to, like...
All right, listen, you're 19?
Yeah.
Get out of the house.
Oh, yeah, I've been living by myself.
All right, good. All right, that's fine. Just
stop. My mom threw me out.
Everyone, stop talking to your parents so much. It was easy when my parents got divorced. I was like, mom's nuts, dad's an idiot. Easy.
Freak out.
I don't like either one of them. I mean... It's just everyone, just get out of the house, please. It's the sanest thing you can do, especially if your parents are a little bit whacked out. Just get the hell out of there.
If you're 18.
Yeah, 18, 19, whatever.
Over 18.
Get the hell out of there.
Over 18. Hey, we're done.
Hey. Well, I feel sorry for this guy. He's been on hold for 20 minutes. Jason, 20 minutes. That's a long time when you're 21. That's half your life. Atheist, you're an atheist, right?
That I am.
You want advice on relationships, being an atheist? You know what? Well, don't worry about it. Just shut your pie hole. Whatever they are, that's what you are. I'm not an atheist. I'm a chameleon. Dated Jew broad, I'm Jew. Catholic broad, I'm Catholic. Muslim broad, I'm out of there. Hey, that's a good one, right, John?
Yeah, it's
good
to go.
That's a good one. That's good. All right, we'll take a break.
You rule, Ace.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show. That's the week, everybody. I want to thank Bianca Kylik for coming in here. You can see her on Halloween Resurrection. Tomorrow, coming out, Friday, nationwide. Go out and support Bianca in the movie. I want to thank Brian, my belly hurts, for doing a great job on the phones all week. Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing a great job on the phones.
Ooh!
I want to thank producer, sub-mini producer Lauren for doing a great job all week. And head producer slash booker. Anne for doing a great job.
Why?
And also, of course, the one with the magic fingers who works as he plays that keyboard like a Liberace tickling the 88s. Oh, yes. Nobody slides a potentiometer like producer, or I should say engineer Anderson. Yes,
what's
Anderson?
What's my last name, Anderson?
I don't know. I think I
found it.
First, I thought Anderson was his last name. Then I realized it was his first name. Then I thought maybe it was like Anderson. Remember Boutros Ghali? This could be Anderson.
They call him Andy in high school.
Ooh.
Found that out.
Bad times. Yeah, that's why I have to lash out against the man. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Muslim broad, I'm out of there.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.